You're listening to WUOT. I'm Claire Heddles. Phase 1 of Knox County's reopening plan starts today, and people are heading back to work with safety on their minds. But some workers have been weathering through all along. I spoke with a local letter carrier about what it's been like delivering mail through a pandemic. And we take a look at the future of the post office amidst a national funding debate. In line at a post office in Knoxville, there's tape on the ground marking where to stand to maintain social distancing. And there's a sheet of plexiglass in front of the clerk's windows. But postal clerks, mail sorters, and letter carriers are still at higher risk of COVID-19 than most people. The first postal worker tested positive in Knoxville 3 weeks ago.
Things started to feel, I think, a lot more real and a lot scarier for us after that happened.
Alex Field is a rural letter carrier in the area. I caught up with him on one of his few days off. He said he was pretty tired, which makes sense. He works a lot.
Get to work at 6 a.m., work till 5, 6 p.m., and do that 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week.
With some workers out sick, others are spending extra hours on the front lines. So Field started a Facebook group for postal workers to support each other.
How do you deal with this sort of safety situation? What are people doing when someone tests positive at their facility? All this sort of thing. And of course, there's also a lot of discussion that just, I think, really morale boosting or people wanting to see a sense of community or solidarity among workers in a scary time.
The group now has more than 20,000 members across the country. And since the pandemic started, they have seen some safety measures improved.
Still not perfect. There's still not full coverage, but it's a lot better than it was. Those things have changed. But then in the longer run, I think the bigger thing is that we're now seeing a fight for the survival of the post office.
Postal historian and former letter carrier Phil Rubio says organized efforts by workers for a better post office has a long history.
Prior to when the United States Post Office Department officially became the U.S. Postal Service, postal unions went to Congress and begged for raises and for benefits. What happened in 1970 as a result of the strike is that it was mandated to become self-supporting and, in fact, hasn't drawn on any federal funds since 1982.
But recent debts have put the post office in the red. President Trump attributes this to prices the Postal Service is charging companies like Amazon. He has refused to include the Postal Service in stimulus bills.
If they don't raise the price, I'm not signing anything. So they'll raise the price so that they become maybe even profitable, but so they lose much less money.
But many experts disagree with that analysis. Vanderbilt Law Professor Ganesh Sitaraman says post office debt is largely Congress's fault.
So in the mid-2000s, Congress passed a law that effectively bans the post office from doing anything innovative and requires the post office to pre-fund 75 years worth of pension obligations.
There is a bill being debated now that would eliminate this pre-funding requirement, but it's not a law yet. And mounting financial pressure during the pandemic is coming at a time of increased reliance on the post office.
In a public health emergency like the one that we have now, a lot of states, places like Utah, Washington, have already gone to, and others are starting to debate going to a system of voting by mail rather than having people wait in line and risk spreading a virus.
Postal unions and workers are now petitioning the federal government to fund the added costs of a pandemic. Alex Field says the future of the post office is yet another stressor on his mind.
It's very scary to be working during this, but at the same time, I'm glad to have a job, and I think the post office is an extremely important public good, and I'm probably a little more worried right now about whether the post office is even going to survive without being partially privatized or reducing services.
Funding the post office is still being debated at the national level in the next coronavirus relief bill. The Postal Service says as of this week, 1,600 postal workers have tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.